Sup, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. I have my buddy Cam Fury. I met him through Landmark's Wisdom Course, which is this amazing self-development program with Landmark Worldwide, which for those of you who don't know what Landmark is, it's this like incredible personal transformation community where there's been millions of people that have gone through the training. And Cam is my participation partner, which means he just holds me accountable to some of the wisdom distinctions. A course that I describe as helps you live your true authentic life with freedom and ease. And it's just an incredible community to be a part of. Welcome, Cam.
Thanks for having me on, Davidson.
For those of you who don't know who Cam is, to me, or for me, he's this incredible leader that holds space really well, just genuine curiosity, connects people together, when we hang out in Central Park, and is always giving to everyone and has a lot of passions revolving around solar and personal development, real estate, amongst many other passions that he has.
Thank you. Thank you. This all came about because I wanted to learn a little bit more about Davidson's personal development experience and what his story is. He said that he's done quite a few programs, and for me, I've done a lot of programs at Landmark specifically, but I wanted to know more about some of the other personal development things that he's pursued, because I think personal development in general is a important piece of important thing in life to focus on. And when people say, "Oh, I'm interested in personal development," they have a different kind of life than someone who doesn't. So, yeah, what is the first experience you had with a personal development course?
So I had a life coach who was getting his IPEC certification, which for those of you who don't know why IPEC is, it's probably one of the most common coaching certifications certified by the International Coach Federation. This guy named Chris Wong reached out or posted on Facebook and said, "Hey guys, like I'm giving out free sample sessions to get my coaching certification with this program about energy leadership. So if you're interested, let's do a sample session." So I remember I was in a dark place at that time when I read that. I was like, man, like this might be something that I should do, because at that time I was depressed, overweight. I felt like I wasn't able to hold the job, and I just felt very down and had no self-confidence, no sense of self-worth. And that's because, my father wasn't really around. So I made a story about how I wasn't good enough for him to stick around for. We were low income, living off of government assistance and food stamps. And I had just moved back to South Jersey to live with one of my friends who ended up being like addicted to what do you call painkillers, right? So let's just say my life wasn't really in a good place. So I felt like I had literally nothing to lose by taking that call.
What did he say to you on that call?
So he went through this framework where it was, well, first I would say the most important part, he introduced me to the world of life coaching, which you and I both know pretty well. And he it wasn't necessarily the words that he said, but it was who he was being that had me think that I was capable of much more, that I was destined for a bigger something worth living for, because prior to that, I remember like it was just hard for me to even get out of bed to like go up and go running in the morning. And we worked on very little things week by week. He's like, "Well, let's just see what happens if you try to run a mile like around the river, since you live right next to the Cooper River." So he started off by setting goals for me, and little by little I started to gain my confidence. And then he made me take an assessment that gave me different energy levels, and seven was the highest, one was the lowest. And basically, the energy levels are sort of like determine how much of a victim we are. So one being like the world sucks, like almost like depression, and seven being like you're vibrating at a frequency like a Gandhi or Mother Teresa.
And so leaving that call, or leaving the work you did with him, was it IPEX? What does IPEX stand for?
That's a good question. It's like International Professional Energy Coaching, I believe. Cause it was okay. It was a very specific framework that was, that you get certified in, and, some of my other friends have it as well. But essentially what it teaches you is like, there's certain people that are at different energy levels. And then after you take the exam, it'll show you what energy level you are. And it shows you what's possible through moving up the energy levels. I think when I took the test, I was at like a 3, which, you know, there's no like make wrong. There's no good or bad, right? But a 3 wasn't necessarily where I'm at now, probably, right? Let's just simplify that. I would probably might be much higher on that scale since I've done a lot of work since then.
Okay, so that's their kind of thesis, is you're gonna experience personal development by looking at your state of energy.
Yeah, and they do that by administering an exam that you take online. And there's a questionnaire that you go through, and I'll just ask you things like, you know, like when you wake up in the morning, like how do you feel? You know, so it just goes through a list of questions to quantify essentially where you are at certain aspects of your life. Health, like well-being, spiritual practice, relationships, your relationship with yourself, a lot of different measurements, and then able to quantify. And then afterwards you get a printout of like a ton of different data points. So you could see, oh, okay, I can isolate it down to like, okay, I feel pretty good in this area of life. And at that time it was like really bad on everything. So, but it was helpful in terms of like, there's like almost like a roadmap up, a path, like how I can move up. And it, of course, it's going to be impossible for me to jump from 3 to 7 in one day, right? So, you know, they also set the expectation that like to move up to 7, you know, there's a lot of work that could be done. And, you know, that's essentially what the coach is trained to do. And they go through this rigorous training program where they practice with each other. And then they go through, there's books that they read, there's seminars that they attend. So it's a whole intensive project, around 9 months total to get that. And then depending on how quickly you want to go, like this guy, he did a lot of sessions, not just with me, but with other people. So the more clients you get, the more you get to practice that. And then you can, as you practice, your level of sophistication and competency goes up. So then you're more likely to get certified because you have to meet a certain amount of hours to get enough repetitions in to get certified as IPEC coach.
So you did this call with this person, and then what happened? Did you get your own training? What happened after that first call? What were you thinking?
I remember I worked with him for approximately 4 or 5 months, and I would say the life coaching industry, because it's so unregulated, does tend to have a lot of people that end up not becoming a life coach full time, right? That's coaching, I guess, is one of those interesting professions where it leads to more entrepreneurial lifestyle. So a lot of coaches, including myself, like have many endeavors and many things, communities that we partake in. But I think he was the person that really like introduced me to the world of coaching. And then I would go attend these random networking events in New York City, and I came across this lady, Jocelyn, who was a part of this other community called Accomplishment Coaching, which was the only, at that time, I don't know if it's changed because that was like 6-7 years ago, was the only in-person training program because IPEC was mostly online, where I got to sit in a classroom for a whole year every month with 26 other coaches, and then about 10 or 12 trainers, where we would sit from 9 a.m. to like 6 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, one weekend every month, and we would train to become certified International Coach Federation coaches, which is the governing body that regulates the coaching industry.
International, what was it?
Coaching Federation.
Okay.
Yeah, the ICF, they're based in Washington, D.C., and they'll host like workshops and conferences all over the world in terms of like how you maintain your certifications. And you can get the ACC, which is equivalent to like your bachelor's in coaching, the PCC, which is equivalent to your master's in coaching, and then the MCC, which is equivalent to getting your PhD in coaching. And that's the most rigorous. There's less than 3,000 of them in the world. And you have to score like high enough to get there. And it's extremely hard to get there. And there's a whole framework and a competent, there's all these competencies that you can look online and print out the rubric. When you submit your coaching calls, they'll grade you on your like things like dancing in the moment, goal setting, you know, all these different like traits that they specify on how you become a master certified coach. In addition to thousands of hours of submitted calls that you submit to the International Coach Federation, just to make sure that you're following like the confidentiality agreements and, you know, everything that comes with being a coach.
So accomplishment coaching is like a registered trainer for the ICF.
Yeah. Yeah. It's it in New York City. If you go on the ICF website, it'll, you can look up all the certified programs that are qualified to be that. And in order for them to meet these strict regulations, they essentially have to abide by a lot of different agreements, like with confidentiality and how many hours are you recording the calls. And then people will come in and audit some of the trainings once in a while, just to make sure that it's, you know, there, because obviously with coaching, you're dealing with very sensitive topics and people's private lives. So there is a, like a level of responsibility that ICF trains their coaches on meeting. So that way we're respecting our clients' wishes and we're doing what's best for them. And we're not, you know, and then there's also like rules on like when you refer them to a therapist, right? If it, if there's like a certain level of, you know, we're hurting, they're hurting other people, or there's certain things that come with the training that's logistically just helps you, one, avoid lawsuits, because like when you're dealing with people's lives, like, you know, it sometimes people make decisions that can potentially harm others and harm themselves. So there's a like a lot of strict rules that they people that are certified have to abide by.
So can you give an example of like a accomplishment coaching, or like what's the flavor of training that they do? Can you give an example of one of the like accomplishment coaching types of exercises or
So it is ontological, so it is very similar to Landmark in some senses. There's so every month there's a different theme. So one will be spirituality, one will be money, one will be family. So we explore during that month, we'll explore for a whole month. So it's like super intensive, where you there'll be like assignments, you know. So let's say there's like 18 assignments for that month on family. So we would you know, books that you would read, so similar to the wisdom course, there's like recommended reading, and then there's like required reading, right? So people that do the recommended are people that go like above and beyond, and they're just like, I'm hungry for this, like I'm gonna go all out, like yourself. People that do just the required are like, you know, maybe they have like a full-time job and they're just doing this because they want to transition to being a full-time coach one day. So like some of the exercises, how it works is like you go in and you sit in the room of 26 people. There's like these two head trainers. Think of them as like your form leaders, right? Like they're more, but different in Landmark is more like lecture based, I would say. Whereas this, there's no agenda at all. It's sort of like, there's I guess there's a couple of distinctions that you go through, but it's more the 26 coaches are more interacting with each other, and there's just that space to after you do your homework. So it might, you know, you might start and be like, hey, you know, I did the exercise number three where I would go up, you know, and then there's like movies and stuff that you can watch too, and then you can talk about it, right? So, you know, one assignment could be and then some of these assignments are kind of similar to Landmark, where it's like, okay, make a list of all the times where you were triggered and you were just withheld and you just like crawled up into a ball. And then just say, note, like think the assignment would be, think of yourself as a fly And you, if you were watching your body as a fly, what was your body like? And then, you know, people would raise their hand and say, you know, there was a time where this guy called me autistic and it really triggered me. And, you know, it made me really think, like, am I autistic? And, you know, so we would have like discussions and have that space.
So you were you in a smaller group? Like how big was the size of the group?
It was 26 people that started the program. And, you know, because it is so confronting, there's people that have left.
Are you in like a small like circle, or are you like the whole group, 26 people or whatever it shrank down to?
Yeah, so we rented out the Andaz, which is like a conference room that fit maybe roughly like 40 people. So there's more of an oval table. And then, you know, you kind of like, you just speak, right? And then, you know, other coaches can kind of chime in and practice coaching, because we set an agreement. So we, you know, maybe they hear someone talk about it. And then if you want to be the first to jump in, you just say like, hey, Cameron, you know, thank you for sharing that. Like, thank you for being vulnerable with us. You know, what was it about the word autistic that had you so triggered, right? And then you could say like, oh, you know, my brother was autistic, and you know, it was really hard being with him, and you know, it's a very triggering word for me. So you practice coaching, and then if there's an area, a learning opportunity, like maybe like I went straight to fixing, right? I'm like, maybe I'm like, my automatic way of being is like, well, let me soothe him, and then, you know, and then maybe that doesn't serve you being a coach, right? Maybe by you saying like, oh, that guy's a dick, like he doesn't deserve your time anyways, like that's not really what being a coach is about, right? Like that's more being friend versus being coach. So then the two trainers might interrupt and be like, hey, Nicole, and we'll coach that person, like, hey, Nicole, I noticed that, you know, I'm curious why you went straight into trying to soothe them, right? Trying to placate them. Is there another way that would have served the client? And then, you know, because they're paying you thousands of dollars a month to coach you. And then Nicole would say, okay, let me take another try at this. And then Nicole would say, Davidson, you know, what was it about his way of being that had you triggered? And then, you know, he can be like, oh yeah, he kind of reminded me of my dad when I would get bad grades, and he would just be like, you're so stupid, you know? And then, so that's the structure of it, right? It's less, I would say most other coaching training programs I've been a part of is more lecture based. And this is just 100% literally just more of just like letting the space, creating space for the 26 coaches to coach each other, and less like, hey, I'm the expert and I'm telling you what to do.
Right. So what's of the things that you've gotten out of accomplishment coaching in less than three sentences, what would you say you've gotten about out of accomplishment coaching?
I would definitely say that, like our family stuff, family baggage, it seeps within us and affects all of our areas of life. Like even we had people that are a part of the program that were 65, 70 years old, and yet they were still working through things that happened with their grandparents and their parents, I would say, than their grandparents. And it was just interesting to see some of the people they were going through it because they wanted to be complete before they passed away. And it was fascinating. So that's one, everyone has family stuff that they passed on to, everyone around them. Two, I would say, being in New York City and just being a minority, like I noticed that there's a lot of like intergenerational things and preconceived notions and unconscious bias that affects all of us, right? And some of the identities are associated with where we're born, where the color of our skin. And then lastly, I would say that everyone is on a healing journey, no matter how nice their life looks like on the outside. Like people that were super polished, wore designer Gucci bags that, you know, seemed like they had these amazing businesses and lives, were sometimes some of the most, you know, I could see their pain, like I can see the humanity and what they were trying to achieve via being successful at work and things like that.
Awesome. That gives me a sense of it. I'm sure there's a lot of other stuff that, you know, that you didn't talk about, but what was the next thing that you participated in that was personal development related?
So Landmark actually was immediately afterwards. And as you know all about Landmark. So
maybe we don't get into all the details. We just kind of, so what were the course, what were just, let's just say, what are the courses you've done at Landmark?
I started off with, the Landmark Forum and then advanced course and then self-expression leadership program. I took one of the seminars that was included in taking the Landmark Forum called, Action and Excellence or something like that. Shireen Del Palma was my leader there. Mm-hmm. And then immediately afterwards, I did the Communication Access to Power, Communication Power to Create, and then the Introduction Leaders Program. And then finally now with you, the Wisdom Course. And then I start in less than 2 weeks, the Team Management Leadership Program, the second year of it. So I did the first year while doing Wisdom, like they coincided a little bit.
Gotcha. And of all those courses, what was one of your favorites?
I would say the Wisdom course actually is probably my favorite. Because the level of depth of, you know, the Wisdom course is the only personal development program that I've been a part of where the average age is much older. So there's a level of, I guess, depth of conversation that I've noticed. And it's also like, in a weird way, the least confronting out of all the courses too, at least for me. Like it lands as like more freedom and play and less like outcome driven compared to some of these other programs that are very like masculine energy focused.
Right. So since you first started doing Landmark courses, are there other personal development courses that you've participated in outside of Landmark?
Yeah. Well, because Landmark was such a big time frame with all those courses, spans over 4.5 years or so. I did all of Tony Robbins' courses, starting with Unleash the Power from Within. And then, so he has something called the Master University, which is essentially like a big package where you can buy, where you take all of his courses. And then you have like a certain amount of a time frame that you have to use all of it, right? Because he'll have multiple locations. And then during those time frames, like I did Lewis Howell Summit of Greatness, which is a 3-day event focused around combining the mind, body, and soul, and some others as well. But if you want to ask about those, I can kind of elaborate a little bit more on those.
So you said the Master University with Tony Robbins. You said mm-hmm. Lewis Howe?
Lewis Howes, he's like one of those influencers that he became famous because he interviews, I think he has over 1,000 podcast episodes now where he interviews like famous athletes and entrepreneurs and influencers. So he's like one of the top downloaded podcasts in the world, like millions and millions of downloads.
The School of Greatness?
Yeah. So he gets people together in Columbus, Ohio for 3 days where he'll have like these influencers and these people talk about connecting the mind, body, and soul. So that happens every September, the beginning of September, around Labor Day. So I usually go there. I've been there. I was there this year and then a couple years ago as well.
And then what are the, okay, so what other workshops or courses have you participated in?
So Next Level Trainings has a similar structure to Landmark in terms of there's like a 3-part, they call it Discovery, Breakthrough, and Vision, Impact, and Purpose, which is a which is structured very similarly to Landmark's Landmark Forum Advanced Course and Self-Expression Leadership Program, where there's like that first weekend where you do those 3 days, and then another weekend where you do those 3 days where you like implement and integrate everything. And then there's a longer term program that's 3.5 to 4 months. So they have their version of that. But I would say Next Level Training is more focused around the heart. It's very heart-based.
So that's probably a spinoff of LifeSpring.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. All of these sort of have some relationships with MMIT and LifeSpring. Like all of these have some similarities.
What is MMIT?
They're the group that I think even before, I'm not sure if it's before or after LifeSpring, but the same genesis, the same group of people.
MMIT. MITT or MIT?
Oh, okay. That might be it. Yeah.
What is it? MITT?
Yeah. Well, I didn't do that one. I just know that they all stem from that. Let me see. LifeSpring, MMIT. Oh, yeah. MITT. You're right. That's the right one. It's called Mastery and Transformational Training. Yeah, okay. That stemmed from LifeSpring.
And that Next Level Training, where did you do that?
The two locations that they hold it in person is Columbus, Ohio, and they have one in Exton, PA. But because of the pandemic, I was originally supposed to do it in person, but I scheduled the one that happened right when the pandemic happened. So they ended up converting me to do the virtual versions. So I did three of them: Ignite, Breakthrough, and Discovery.
Okay. And then I know we're jumping around a little bit. What other programs have you done?
I've done some one-offs as well, where like Jack Canfield, which is the guy who did who wrote the Chicken Soup for the Soul. He has something called Day of Greatness, so I did that. And then he has like other programs as well, right? But that's like his sort of his intro program, similar to Landmark Forum. And then I signed up for a lot of personal one-on-one coaching with a lot of different coaches as well. And then I dabbled in trying many types of therapies. I've worked like 8 different therapists. So there's a lot of different things that I've tried that are like similar, right? But you know, sometimes there's like a blurred line between therapy and coaching, as you know.
Right. So in terms of pricing, I don't know if you feel like talking about this, but
yeah.
Like Lewis Howe, what kind of pricing did they have for that kind of course?
So that's actually one of the cheapest ones, actually. The list price is $550 for those 3 days, the conference, mm-hmm. but they offered us like a buy one, get one free. So I bought, I bought it for $550, but I was able to pay for my friend as well, one of my friends who I met during the Self-Expression Leadership Program came with me. So, and then if you buy VIP, which just gives you access, like closer seats to the speakers, then it's a little bit higher, the price point.
And then what about the Tony Robbins courses? What kind of pricing did they have around that?
So there's a lot of different options for Tony Robbins. The package that I did personally was $18,000. And that's for 6 of his programs. So you get Unleash the Power from Within, Date with Destiny. You get 2 masterminds that you get to be a part of, Business Mastery, and then Wealth and Life Mastery. And then he even has higher tiers, which I'll probably do one day, but that's like the tier that I did.
Right. And what about Next Level Training?
It was $595 for the first one, mm-hmm. and then $695 for the second one. And then if you do the Vision Impact and that one's a little bit more. I think that's like $1,500 for that one.
Do they have any courses beyond that, or is it pretty much with it? Yeah.
Yeah. They have other courses as well. That's like, like further along, like if you want to be like the head trainer and things like that. And same with Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins has something called Leadership Academy, which is where you get to facilitate a lot of these programs, the programs that I mentioned earlier.
And then what about Jack Canfield?
That one wasn't that expensive. It was like $300. And my friend got a buy one, get one free. So it was really like $150 per person.
And what about accomplishment coaching?
That one's $16,500. I think it went up to $17,000 since, you know, I did it 6 years ago. But that one's a year-long program. So it's the most intense in terms of like the hours that you put in, like as much as like the Introduction Leaders program, in terms of like you're expected to put in like a good 20 hours every week.
But more in terms of coaching people rather than registering people into courses.
Yeah, I would say Tony Robbins and accomplishment. Tony Robbins is like the one, the out of all the programs, and Summit of Greatness, because that's more of like an experience, where both have no component of where you try to get other people to do it. Like you don't get, there's not that. I would say Landmark is probably the most where that's the focus, but Landmark, in my opinion, is also the cheapest out of all the coaching programs. So the business models are just different.
Well, yeah. And I mean, I guess we know that there's some things changing with Landmark. So
right.
That's kind of yet to be seen. You say this, you meant the School of Greatness?
Yeah. The School of Greatness is the name of the podcast. The Summit of Greatness is the conference, the 3-day mm-hmm. conference where he brings in.
But it's still Lewis Howe.
Yeah, he hosts it. He moderates it. He like MCs it. And then he'll bring, you know, famous people like Rory Vaden and, you know, just like Ed Milet and like Jay Shetty and like, you know, Gabby Bernstein, like people like that, that will do like, you know, speeches during the conference.
Now, are any of these happening in person anymore, or they're all?
Summit of Greatness is in person. Well, all of these are in person, and so all of these have an option to do in person or virtual. So they all have in-person options.
Gotcha. Any other programs or courses that I missed?
Those are the ones that, you know, I've done like one-offs and things like that, right? Like I've been to the Sales Success Summit in Austin, but that's more focused around like revenue generation, right? How to make more money, how to build your professional brand and things like that. But those are like more closer to the coaching that you're familiar with, like similar to Landmark.
I mean, yeah, you're saying maybe there are other business centric events that you've enjoyed, but
right. You're
in the same category as personal development.
Right, right. Like I've done like, you know, transcendental meditation, right? Where you know, you pay to like learn how to meditate, right? And I've done, so there's like a lot of other stuff that I've done that's like kind of related, but not quite as clear cut as like, hey, like this is like a personal transformation program.
What are some of those other kind of like not specifically personal development, but similar kind, like what maybe a little bit outside of the personal development, like identity?
Yeah. Like something that's been really impactful for me is EMDR, which is like a type of therapy that's similar to hypnosis, or, you know, even trying hypnosis. I've done that before. There's somatic therapy that, you know, says that they're saying essentially there's trauma that I hold within certain areas of my body. And by talking about it while there's body work, I get to release some of those trapped emotions. Yeah. And then I've tried like different things like, you know, meditation retreats. You know, I used to go to Inscape a lot, which is like a meditation studio where they'll have like, you know, you try like all these different types of meditations depending on what you sign up for. You know, I've gone to a lot of meditation studios in New York City, such as like Mindful is a really good one that's similar to Zen Buddhism. So yeah, there's like so many different modalities that I've tried. And sometimes I learn about it from like, you know, listening to Jay Shetty or, you know, Lewis Howes or Gabby Bernstein, right? So I think you naturally just like meet people and they're like, oh, you want to try this? Let's go to, the lady who introduced me to Landmark Forum that invited me to the special evening, she would just be like, hey, you want to do this like meditation weekend retreat, you know, up in the Rockaways? And I'll be like, yeah, sure, let's do it. So, you know, I would say I'm just open to trying all of it.
Like, what are the programs that you most like grateful that you did?
If I was to stack rank them, I would say like Landmark Forum was like for me the number one, and then the Tony Robbins Date with Destiny was pretty impactful in terms of realizing the types, like classifying the types of being and types of people that are out there and understanding why they operate from this is like, oh, this is their mission, this is their goal, this is their purpose in life, instead of being judgmental that I'm right and that everyone should be green conscious, everyone should be giving, right? And in that actually pushes people away because I think I'm better than people. So that was like huge. Diving 6 days into that was like extremely important. And then Wisdom, I would say probably number three. Accomplishment Coaching, probably number four and five. And then, yeah, maybe number four would be Next Level Training. I remember it was really good. Like I cried a lot during it because there was a lot of like really heart-based work that helped me heal and helped me just be cognizant of like how victim-y I was being and how I was judging the crap out of like my parents and things like that. So that was really heart opening for me as well.
Cool. So there's a whole, like a, there's at least quite a bit of time that one could go adventuring into these different worlds.
Yeah. And I would say, because people always ask, like, why are you so curious, right? And I'm sure that's why we're having this conversation, because you're a seeker yourself. You know, whether it's psychedelics, you know, like plant medicine, whatever it is, right? We all have our own journey. I have personally never would have imagined in a million years that I would have this life where I get to travel the world and, you know, even last week go to Paris and eat at the best restaurants and go to Fiji for Tony, you know, like I just never thought any of that was possible, because when I grew up, we weren't even able to pay rent. Like I've moved around to 30 different apartments and houses. Like, you know, everyone I know was filing for bankruptcy. People that I know were getting murdered, like literally people that lived in my building involved in gangs and drugs. So to go from someone who, you know, I was depressed and I wouldn't say suicidal, like that's a little bit extreme, but I just felt like I didn't have a purpose in the world, to now living like a very intentional life where I get to, you know, I have a plan of how I'm going to travel to 100 different countries and what I get to do. Like, it's just much more purposeful. And, you know, I'm just grateful for everything, versus before I was just like, my dad sucks, he's a piece of crap, you know, my friends are losers, like I'm a loser. Like my language and the way I related to life was not quite as intentional and was very, I had no power, right, prior to doing all this stuff. So that's the reason why I continue on the path, and no one really understands it. They're like, why? Like, even my wife is kind of like, why? But she's learned to accept it, because she knows that she sees that I'm happier, and she sees, obviously she gets the benefit from it as well, you know?
What is your, what would you say the strongest community, or which ones of these create strong communities for you?
They're all different, right? I think each has their pros and cons for sure. Like, I think Landmark's community is really good at like healing. Like, if my goal is like, if someone's like, hey, like, you know, I was abused and my, you know, my dad like calls me a piece of shit and I have like no sense of self-worth, like I'd be like, Landmark Forum, let's go. Which is why I registered 30 people to Landmark Forum, you know. I would say Landmark, although it has a really good community, I feel like there's too much of an emphasis on the recruitment of other people. And like you said, it's changing, which is obviously awesome. And I see the changes because I have friends that are in the leaders program right now, and they say it's a completely different experience. I think accomplishment coaching is really good for if you want to be like, if you want to monetize being a coach. Like, if you're afraid of charging for your coaching, accomplishment coaching 100% is where I would recommend. Next level training is really good for if you've had like heartbreak and you know you're like you're kind of like scared to put your heart out there, like you're dating and you're not really finding anyone. Like, I would say next level training is really good for like breaking open your heart. And then Summit of Greatness with Lewis Howes is like really good for like, if you're really into fitness, like those people, when I was hanging out there, like some of the fittest people, like they do yoga, they look great. They're like very positive. Like people who are like, you know, trying to be like, oh, I'm going to be 6% body fat. You know, people that look like you, Cameron, like you're freaking shredded, bro. And Tony Robbins, I would say is like really good for people who are like goal oriented, who are like, you know, want to make a lot of money. Like if you're struggling and you know, you're barely breaking six figures, like Tony Robbins will totally be worth it. Cause I did it. And then I was able to double my income in like just that 1 year that I did it, you know, going from like when I think when I first did Tony, my on target earnings was like 120. And then within a year from there, I was able to make 240. Right. In that 1 year and double, just like focusing on what Tony tells you to do. So yeah, I would say they all have certain pros and cons. I think Tony is too much about the masculine energy and like, you know, how much is enough, right? Is it when you buy your first plane, it's enough? Like, you know what I mean? Like I think people there tend to be so focused on their goals that like sometimes they lose sight of like other things. Like I would say they probably struggle. There are more people that struggle with, they're more perfectionist in a way.
Well, now you're saying the whole like $18,000 package, but there's, you know, someone doesn't have to go and commit to that. And there's those are all in person.
Yeah, they're in person. And then he also optionally has virtual options as well for a lower price point. Well, and you know, you don't have to pay for hotel and travel and things like that, right? Like for me to pay to Fiji, pay for the, you know, all that, and then the room accommodations and all that, you know, if I did the virtual version, probably wouldn't have made all these incredible relationships with all these cool people. Like, you know, one of the dudes I introduced you to with Jesse, you know, we've had like very deep conversations while we were like just sitting underneath the palm trees and talking about life. But I would have saved like a lot of money if I was able to do that virtually, you know?
Yeah. Well, it seems like even unpacking like Tony Robbins is like a bigger conversation.
Yeah. We could do a whole episode just on that because he has so many courses.
All right. Well, no, I have a better sense of all the things you've experienced, and I think it's worthwhile for people to know, you know, there's a menu of these options, and yeah, you can choose the one that, you know, fits what you're up to. And now that I've been asking you these questions, I'm sort of thinking back in my life, well, what are the things that I do that have, you know, that I recommend to people to check out? So it's, it's cool to hear about these adventures you've been on.
And we'll schedule another call to do this, because I'm sure we can unpack like each of the landmark courses, because I think that would be helpful, because you know, even though I've helped, you know, roughly 30-35 people, you know, enter into the landmark courses, right, I do think there's value in having a deeper discussion, because like I do think you know, that's one of the communities where I still have gotten so much value out of. And I think it's also the most misunderstood community out of all of it, right? Because it's one of those that it's like you either love it or you hate it, it seems like. And whatever incompletions people have with Landmark, you know, I want to be someone who is a steward and will carry on the legacy and not you know, give it a bad name. So, you know, we can like choose a time to explore that if you're open to it.
Yeah, it's we're here because we we both had someone invite us, and there's a certain like honor to give to that person.
Right.
And when I, you know, when you think back, like that person who invited you, they're kind of a central person in your life.
I call her I tell her all the time, and she's like, "You're giving me way too much credit." And I'm like, "Hey, there's a reason why I call you every year, right?" So
yeah. And I've invited people that didn't finish the course.
I've had plenty, yeah.
And so it's not just like, yeah, an invitation is, it's not enough to just have somebody say yes. It's
right.
You know, it's and that, you know, for me, enrollment and registration, as they define the, those two terms, are, you know, a lifelong journey for me to pursue. So it's we can talk about it more. And I'd love to share, you know, what I've done.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So would you like to, should we say anything else? How do you wrap up?
Oh yeah, yeah. So yeah, so thanks, Cam, for this. You know, my intention with creating this is because there have been other folks that have been curious and have been also on a journey, and you know, I often get asked this question enough that I was just like, okay, well, let me scale it so that, like, obviously I'm open to having these one-on-ones, right? But it's become frequent enough where I'm like, okay, this is a resource that will clearly add value to the universe and to anyone else who's equally as hungry as Cam and I. So thanks, Cam. I appreciate it. And yeah, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to either of us. Cheers.
Thanks.